You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Terraplane Sun and their latest release, Coyote. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for the Venice, California-based band Terraplane Sun and their brand new release, Coyote. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ben Rothbard and Johnny Zimbetti of Terraplane Sun regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Coyote, here is Terraplane Sun with Won't Bring Me Down. Let's go. From their CD, Coyote, that was Terraplane Sun with Won't Bring Me Down. Visit the band at www.terraplanesun.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ben Rothbard and Johnny Zimbetti of Terraplane Sun regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, guys, how did the gig go last night?
It went probably as good as it could have gone. I think we did well, and the crowd was amazing, and
yeah, we had a blast. Fired up crowd, and it's good coming from LA down to San Diego and knowing that people dig the music and stuff too, and got an encore and party with everybody. It was a good time.
And from what I understand, you guys are heading to Vegas next week or something like that. How, you know, what's all going through your head?
We got a show at the Bootleg Theater first coming up on the 14th with Little Hurricane, and now we're out to Vegas for some Thanksgiving festivities and a couple of shows.
Yeah, we'll be having turkey on stage, more or less.
And I've just listened to Coyote, and it's fantastic. So how do you guys feel about the end result now that it's out there for people to hear?
I personally love the album for what it is. I think our goal was kind of to take the band at its current state, which was really tight, and kind of go in there and lay what we were doing on stage down on a piece of Bay Wax. You know, it came out as a true representation of kind of where we were at that point.
How about you, Johnny?
Yeah, we did it in 3 days at my house. Just set up a little jerry rig, cranked out the songs, and I couldn't be happier with the end result. And the response from people, too, it's really been overwhelming and really positive and amazing for us. And the songs were protested and everything, too, and it's just great to know that we could put them down on wax and get the same vibe across, too. So, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I would have never expected the response. We kind of had no idea what was going to happen, so it was really cool.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it start?
I started it originally. There's an album before Coyote, which I did with a producer. And at that point, there wasn't really a band in place. And I kind of played with a few other musicians. Nothing really worked out. And at which point, about a year later, I met Johnny. And we kind of started vibing and discussed maybe changing the name or whatnot. And decided that there had been some licensing off the first album. The name had kind of gotten out there, and we kept the name and carried on that way. And that was about 2 years ago when Johnny and I met, and peaceful the bass
player. Faithful day, Benjamin.
On set.
On set of an Allstate insurance commercial, background actor.
And talk about how music got started for each of you.
I'll take it. So music for me, wow. Come from a family of musicians. My mom's a classical piano player. My dad's a guitar player. Uncle's a drummer. So definitely just environmental had an immediate impact on me. But, yeah, I got started early and got the bug. And, you end up, sleeping with your guitar and the whole deal. You just get it completely obsessed. So that's kind of my beginnings. And then, I had played in bands my whole life, really, and toured and the whole deal and stuff, too. And then met Ben and our musical, backgrounds and stuff had a lot of things in common, but a lot of things not in common, which made it amazing, working relationship and writing and creative and the whole thing, too. So, no, it's been a wild ride so far.
And how about you, Ben?
Music was always kind of around. My mom's a classically trained musician and loves music, so I was always, Motown was typically playing in the house. A lot of blues music, a lot of jazz, kind of always there, and I got the bug at a pretty early age, and once you get the bug, I guess you're done.
And Ben, I think, the question goes out, this next question goes out to both of you, but, maybe more a little more towards you, since you're the founder of the band, so to speak. Talk about the other members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
Okay, I'll take one, and then I'll pass the other one on to Johnny, and then we'll talk about the third, I guess, collectively.
No, we'll talk about the third one at the same time, and whoever speaks out,
however you want to divvy it up.
Well, Cecil, the bass player, I've known him for quite a while, and we played together before as well, and he just brings kind of this rock steadiness. I think he's probably the best bass player I've ever played with. I'm willing to say he's one of the best bass players around. So he comes from another kind of side as well. He's kind of more punk influenced, but also, there's blues in there as well. He's just really versatile, and I don't know, he's the rock, man. He's the groove master. That's what kind of gives it that sway. Honey?
Yeah. I'll take Gabe for 200. We got Gabe, Ben actually had a mutual friend, and that's how Gabe came into the picture. But, I mean, what he brings to our equation is something that we can't even quantify. It's insane. We call him our secret weapon. We also call him the Orchid, and sometimes we call him Susan, just because we need to. But, Gabe sang 5 instruments now live with us during our set, from whirly to lap steel to accordion, trombone. And he's just like one of those musical savants. He's an incredible prodigy musician, and every night it's a pleasure, and I'm honored to play with him. It's really an incredible, and he elevates everything to the next level. And it's so much fun when it's, you know, we have the freedom of, like, improvisation and that kind of stuff, too, where we have the guideline of the track, but we have the freedom to move around with it, because the musicianship is out of control, and that makes me so happy from playing in bands my whole life in lockdown. Such great guys, so much talent, all in one space, you know, we can call it, our band. It's amazing, because these guys are trying to, you know, they're getting headhunted, left and right, but we're lucky enough to have them, you know, with us, so.
We're trying to figure out a way for him to incorporate his feet, because at the moment he's not actually playing anything with his toes.
Right.
Figure that out.
We're strapping bells to his ankles, yeah.
Then Lyle is the latest addition, and I guess, you know, he's, along with Cecil, you know, the other part of the foundation, they set the groove. Lyle's a fantastic, incredibly talented drummer. And he brings to the table, I guess, kind of what wasn't there before, which was just something we had done, I guess.
Visit Terraplane Sun at their official website, www.terraplanesun.com. From their CD Coyote, here is Terraplane Sun once again with Tell Me I'm Wrong.
Or are you? tell me I'm wrong. Well, I dare you tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead and tell me I'm wrong. Well, I dare you tell me I'm wrong. Well, tell me I'm wrong. Well, I'm right. Well, I've been right from the start. Well, it's hard. Well, it's been hard all
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with honesty and conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to... With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
You're just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Terraplane Sun and their brand new release, Coyote. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ben Rothbart and Johnny Zambetti of Terraplane Sun regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And how does songwriting happen within this band? How do you guys go about it?
For the last couple years, basically been Johnny and myself, and most of it starts out with an idea, and then just kind of goes from there. It's definitely been a 50-50 thing for quite a while. Now Gabe's kind of gotten the equation as well, which is amazing.
That's true. We'll bring ideas to the table, we'll hash them out in different settings and stuff, and then start to put the structure together, and then we'll bring them to rehearsal, and everyone starts to put in their two cents, and then it really just turn from like a living room track to a Terraplane Sun song, which is finally in like a live jam setting, and everyone brings in like all their influences and years of experience and the whole deal, and that's really starts stirring the pot for the Terraplane Sun gumbo.
Right, which is fairly spicy and sweet. But I think more or less, and I'm sure it's because of the band, it's kind of shaped the way we write as well, but yeah, we go in there with a skeleton, and then from there it's, it kind of takes shape. And that's not something that happened overnight. It's definitely something that he had to work on and obviously not perfect, but it took about a year to get that collaboration going.
And with that being said, what songs off of Coyote resonate for each of you the most personally and why?
There's several tracks off that record that I wrote from the phase of my life where I was maybe digging deeper than maybe I was before. But I don't know, Slow Train's always kind of been my favorite off of that. In my opinion, that one just has a vibe. Everything just clicked.
For me, I'd probably say, where are you still going, Ben? My phone's got a flag. For me, I'd have to go Tell Me I'm Wrong, because I feel like that was one of those times where everyone was just playing great parts. And then the trombone solo was for one of the first times we really were able to use, Gabe's talent, in that setting and bring all these different musical vibes and stuff together to form, one track. But it got taken from so many different places, too. So it's, a great, these different songs that one of my...
Yeah, I'll second that note. Tell Me I'm Wrong is, I think, parts-wise, the standout track.
And what would each of you like a person to come away with after they've heard this band's music?
I want them to feel good. I have a good feeling of that was something that was raw and real and heartfelt music. Nothing overproduced. That was just guys playing music. With those acoustic instruments and stuff, song. You don't need a $8,000 synthesizer on the drum, it's just music that can be played and shared across the board.
Preferably Goosebumps, but if it doesn't hit them that hard, then just a good band playing good music and songs. And I know when I listen to music, my favorite, the thing that I'm addicted to about music is it changes the world around me as I'm listening to it. It's all about a vibe. If our music can put someone change the world around, put them in another kind of headspace, either brighten something up or vibe something out or make you feel like you're in a movie or something. That's always my goal because that's the way it affects me, and that's why I'm hooked on music.
Visit TerraPlane Sun at their official website, www.terraplanesun.com. From their CD Coyote, here is TerraPlane Sun once more with Where I Stand. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Ben and Johnny of Terraplane Sun and to Christina Parker of Noise NY. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.